Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. My name is Victoria Mansch-Cherry, and I am the executive producer for Victorious Radio Communications. I am so excited to be back here on another Wednesday as we present to you Conversations with Gail, featuring inspirational speaker, life coach, and I'm going to say one of my favorite titles tonight, hostess Gail Butler. Through Conversations with Gail, also known as CWG, we seek to improve mindsets and change attitudes that are self-defeating and destructive. CWG always talks about a variety of subjects such as relationship enrichment, achieving greater intimacy, effective communication, making and implementing positive changes, and so much more. So without hesitation, keeping it real and filled with love, tonight I present to you hostess Gail Butler.
Good evening. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to Conversations with Gail on blogtalkradio.com, Victorious Radio Communications. As my lovely executive producer has told you, I'm your host, Gail Butler. Now we know what time it is. It's our usual wind down time. So I hope you have your drink of choice. Tonight I am sipping on pink lemonade. What are you sipping on? You could have some beer, cognac, water, wine, whatever you need to wind down. Some may be drinking water because tomorrow they plan on really taking them back for St. Patrick's Day. Just remember to drink responsibly and don't drink and drive. Call Uber. Okay, if you have a comment or question, please call in. The discussion line is 347 855-8877. Press the number 1 on your phone when you want to make a comment or you have a question. As you all know, this is an open forum, so I welcome your comments. If you want to remain anonymous, your privacy will be respected. If you are not comfortable with that, please just comment on the chat link, www.blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio Communications. You can also send me any questions to my email address, convowithgail@gmail.com, or like my Facebook page, Conversations with Gail, and leave a message. So tonight we are talking about, my question for tonight is, are you a king? Men, are you a king? You know, we see that all the time. He's my king. I have to do this for my king. We are now in the age where everyone is talking about wanting their king or queen, but not many are really ready to take the role of a king. So I thought it was good that we are going to look at being a king. What are king attributes? What makes a man a king? Men, this is all about you. This is your time to shine. Well, a little bit of your time to shine. The definition of a king is as follows: the male ruler of an independent state, especially one who inherits the position by right of birth. Okay, that may rule out a few men. I don't know anyone who inherited a position of being a king, so okay. But I guess you could say a woman, she's an independent state, if you want to say that. Okay. The other definition is the most important chess piece of which each player has won, which the opponent has to checkmate in order to win. The king can move in any direction, including diagonally, to any adjacent square that is not attacked by an opponent's piece or pawn. Okay, well, that could be a good analogy, I guess. So I'm trying to figure out who came up with this cliche or this saying that men are our kings. So I was listening to music. All I kept hearing was about women singing, crying and whining about their king, and men crying and whining and swooning about their queen. While you have people running around putting males and females on pedestals that they could never attain to meet, then getting angry when that person doesn't meet your personal expectations that they never told anyone they were trying to be. So are you giving somebody the title of a king and they never even told you, I want that title? I don't want you to say I'm your king. So I really went back and I looked at all the talents and skills that a king should be able to have or do if you want to keep saying he's your king. So I think it's about time that we truly give a good job description on this duty. This is for both male and females. Ladies, if you don't see your man in this description of a king, I think you may need to rethink calling old homeboy a king. He might not be right there just yet. Having this name is not to be given just for being cute or wanting people to think that you are a true king by right, that you are a king. I know that a lot of African-American people use this term as a way of uplifting our young boys in the community, telling young boys and girls that they are descendants of kings and queens, which is a great way to open the minds of children that feel they are of no value. But if you are not showing these young people what a true king and queen should be, then you have done nothing but fill their heads up with false hope. They will grow up to be a bunch of adults thinking that they are entitled to treat people any way they please, that a person should be thankful to have them in their life. You will have adults with no accountability, blaming everyone for their mistakes, never once wanting to take responsibility for their actions. These qualities, I'm sure, remind you of a few people that you may know. I'm going to tell you right now, people, everyone is not and never will be able to hold the title of a king or a queen. Don't believe that lie when they say, no, everybody's not going to be able to do it. Yes, I said it, and I will repeat it again, just so that it will sink into some of y'all thick heads. Everyone is not and never will be able to hold the title of a king or a queen. First, what is the one thing a king should have? Your thoughts? Okay, I'll tell you. He should be a leader, not have the potential to be a leader. He needs to have some traits of a leader. You heard that saying, a person is a born leader. Well, a king needs to be a born leader. He needs to have leadership skills within him. So, ladies, stop coddling your baby boys and your sons. Make them accountable for their mistakes. A lot of you teach your sons how to respect you as their mother, but have you taught your son how to treat a woman he wants to be in a relationship with? And before you start screaming, well, that's what his father need to do, I can't teach a yak, yak, yak. Well, you're all going to be screaming on Mother's Day, you the father and the mama. So, yes, if you like to scream, you the father and the mama, then you need to teach him how to treat a woman, not just how to treat you. You, yes, his father should show him all the qualities he needs as a leader. But ladies, you need to let your little boys and your sons know that disrespecting a woman is never acceptable. Not just you don't disrespect mama. Disrespecting a woman. I have seen so many mothers who condone their son's foolishness by blaming the woman for her son's screw-up. Instead of sitting him down, allowing him to see how treating a woman any kind of way feels. Ladies, you need to show your sons that it is not cool to be disrespectful to a woman. Not showing him in a mother, but showing him how you have a heart and how women are, we love and we're nurturers. Because a lot of you, your sons, they're never going to disrespect their mother. But they can disrespect all types of women all day long, and your mothers wouldn't even care. Because all your focus is don't disrespect mama. Don't disrespect women. Have respect. Not letting him see that if he wants to do that, then as a kid, hold up, because all of us have been hurt by somebody. Teach your son that our hearts are tender and we should be loved and cared for. Stop letting your sons think it is okay to run from woman to woman to woman. Ladies, I have dated men whose mamas thought it was okay. As long as he took care of her, it was okay if he ran from woman to woman to woman. That's not teaching your son to respect women. Because if you're allowing this and you don't tell him and show him that we have a heart and how to treat women, remember, he going to have a daughter one day. You will have a granddaughter. You may have a granddaughter, or he may have a son. You'll have a grandson that's going to regurgitate the same thing and never learn how to treat a woman, but it's okay because he doesn't disrespect you. No, it's not okay. Not letting him see, okay. And ladies, I'm sorry. I'm going to hurt your feelings again. Having a parade of men running around your son does not teach him anything. That's not teaching him how to be a king. I hate to say it, it's teaching him how to be a hoe. Because, one, he's not learning that you can have healthy relationships. if all he see is Mama bringing Uncle Johnny in, then next week she bringing Uncle Billy in, and the week after that she bringing Uncle Bobby in. What are you teaching your son? So, mamas, you got to be held accountable, too, when you raising these kings and when you want to say, I'm the mama and the daddy, too. So these are things we got to be held accountable for raising kings. Now, men, raise your sons to be real kings. But first, men, make sure you're a king, not a pauper. A lot of you are looking at your sons as your friends, male and female. Your children are not your friends. They're your children. They are to be taught and learned and raised. And when you become an adult, then you can become friends. But the worst thing that I think an adult to say is my child is a best friend. Your best friend is someone that you should be able to confide in. A six-year-old, you can't confide in. That's your child. You are supposed to raise them. You are supposed to discipline them. You are supposed to show them the road to go. You are not supposed to say, we are best friends. Their best friend is who they go to school with, who they want to hang out with, who they want to do those things with. Saying that a child is a best friend as an adult states that you have the mindset of a child. So you can't play like you're an adult and in the same breath you think it's okay to say that a child is your best friend. How is that being a king or queen material? Because a king or queen is not going to have a child as their best friend. You are teaching them to take, inherit your position. So how can you teach a child if you're telling them they're on the same level as you? Just think about it. Your children have time to be your friends when they are an adult. Then you can sit and talk, and still there should be a level of respect and boundaries that should not be crossed. Teach these your sons and your daughters the skills he needs to be better men and women. Let them see having a good work ethic, being responsible, listening to understand, not respond. Those are true king qualities. Every king has to have serious leadership skills. Is your king a leader? Now, first, let us truly understand a good leader. A leader should be able to understand what they bring to the table. They are able to assess their shortcomings and seek improvement. A leader understands that he does not have to rule over all if he has a great advisor, his queen, standing beside him. See, men, a lot of y'all think that being the king means that you run everything. But a true king understands that his queen is right beside him, and if they are working together, he still is leading, but they are working together. Case in point, some women are better money managers than the husband. Being a king is understanding that, okay, my wife can manage our money better. Let me let her do that job and know that we are working together and it's going to fall in place. Men that feel that they have to have that control, you're not ready to be a king. You're not ready to lead. Leaders have great advisors. They have great people around them. He can delegate the things that he is not good at to a person that can handle the job better. So if he knows that he don't handle money well and his queen does, why would he try to handle the bills? A real king, he's going to let that woman handle the finances because he knows she can handle the job. And he is still a leader. He knows that his queen and him are working together to build their empire. That is true king and queen. So, being a king first requires you got to be a leader. That means, fellas, You are not following behind what the next man does. You are setting your own trends. Not following the crowd, you understand what it means to lay around with the chickens or soaring with the eagles. A king knows his areas of weaknesses, but does not think that makes him weak. You get that, man? You know what your weaknesses are, but it doesn't make you weak, because if you are truly having a real queen by your side, she should be able to lift your your weaknesses should be her strengths, and y'all are working together. And it's like a well-oiled machine. It allows him to delegate to others who have those abilities, like I said earlier, in order for you and your queen to achieve the common goal. Girlfriends, a man is not a king if he is not out there showing you his true quality of leadership skills. A king has sharp perception. He has an easy level of honest communication with his queen. Let me let that sink into your brains again for just a little bit. A real king has an easy level of honest communication. You hear those words? Easy level and honest communication. Meaning, people, he has no problem communicating to his woman. He can share the good, the bad, and the ugly. Men, if you can't be honest about your feelings to a woman, what makes you think you are even close to being king material? If you still think it is okay to lie and take advantage of a woman, I'm so sorry. You're not king material, baby. To be a great leader, you have to be willing to have open communication. If a person has to walk on eggshells around you because they are afraid of saying anything to you, then you're not a king, you're a bully. A king has no problem asking what people perceive of them. So, men, can you ask your woman, what does she think of you? If he has established true, open, and honest communication, you should be able to ask about your good qualities and the areas you need to improve on. So, men that like women to say, that's my king, that's my boo, can you let your woman tell you what she feels your good qualities and also what you could improve on? Can you sit there and listen to that without getting angry or getting in your feelings and getting mad and want to cause a ruckus? If you can't, I'm sorry, you are not king material. A king has not getting her butt hurt when you are shown that what can be improved. So, men, you can't get mad when a woman says, baby, can you listen to me sometimes? Can you show me some affection sometimes? You can't get mad if she says, I think, you know, you can improve on calling me or checking on me. That's your queen. If you say you're going to be a king, then you got to listen. You got to be open and not getting in your feelings. This is, y'all are working together. It's a business. You're not going to go to work and act like a fool and cuss nobody out. So you have to listen. You have to listen. When you have evaluations at work, you listen to what they say could be your improvements. Why can't you be, if you want to be the king and the queen, why can't y'all evaluate each other? Now, ladies, a queen also needs to be able to have the same quality of perception. As a king, when you are perceptive, you will be responsive to your queen's needs. Using that term, you can't figure out a woman, is not what a king will say. He is willing to ensure that he understands her needs and wants, not quickly taking the high road to ensure his needs are met. He will take the time to know the goals and dreams of his queen. How can they be a team if he does not even understand what her goals are? If you are taking that title, King and Queen, and y'all have not established goals and what y'all are working towards, please don't ever say it again in your life, because y'all are just saying that just for, I don't want to say, I'm going to say it, y'all just saying it for shits and giggles. It's just a smoke screen because you think it's cute and you want all your friends to think you have a perfect relationship. But any relationship, you should have some kind of goal set for something. Something you should be, y'all should be working towards. So, men, let's recap. To be a king, you have to be a leader, not following the crowd, not hanging with the chickens, but soaring like eagles. Second, you have to have good perception, open and honest communication at all times. So, men or ladies, call in. Tell me, what are your thoughts about a man being a king? You could call in. The discussion line is 347-855-8877. Press the number 1 on your phone when you want to make a comment or have a question. This is an open forum, so I welcome your comments. If you want to remain anonymous, your privacy will be respected. If you are not comfortable with that, please comment on the chat link, www.blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio Communications. You can also send me any questions to my email address, convowithgail@gmail.com, or like my Facebook page, Conversations with Gail, and leave a message. Are there any calls or comments?
Not at this time. We're going to also do a few Facebook blasts. Let's see if we can get some people. You can also comment on Facebook if you're a little shy and don't want to talk on the chat room or over the airs. But talk. We don't have to know your name. Just make your statement.
Okay. All righty. Well, we are back. As a king, you must be confident in your skills. Now, remember that there is a difference between being confident and arrogant. Arrogance does not make you a king. It just shows the world that you have insecurities and you cover it up with being an arrogant jerk. Confidence is knowing that you can handle what is brought to the table, ensuring that your relationship is working, and if not, you are willing to get out there to fix the problem. A confident king is working with his queen, listening, understanding, and working towards keeping their union happy. To be confident, you need clarity by becoming clear of who you are and what is important to you. Clarity will help you say yes to the right things and no to the wrong things. You need to be clear on what your values are and must be consistent in applying them. As part of that, you need to have the courage to hold true to them. You must not lose sight of reality. Lost values may be one of the biggest causes of downfalls. Being confident allows you to assess your relationship and make the right decisions for you both. A king that is confident is not a man with insecurities and riddled with jealousy. Ladies, if your man is insecure and does not want you to go anywhere, do anything, question everything you do, I am sorry, he's not a king. He is not confident of his qualities of a king. He's not ready to take that title. When you are confident of what you bring to that table and that your queen is completely dedicated to you, men, I promise you, you will not have to worry about her talking to another man. She will proudly tell the world who her king is. Now, this is something a king has to have to be, he has to be an inspiration to his queen and his family. I am so sorry, men. If you can't inspire or uplift your woman because you are leaning on her to uplift you, you got it all wrong. Now, I know that as a woman, she is the nurturer. She should be there and giving you words of encouragement. But you, my friend, are the inspirer. as a king, you are allowing God to lead you or whomever you may believe in. And in turn, you are leading her and your family. If you have no belief system, no sense of direction, then, sweetheart, you're just not ready to be a king and have that woman. Ladies, find out where your man draws his strengths. If he doesn't have any means of reflecting and working on bettering himself, leave him the hell alone until he gets direction. Because he can only lead you down a one-way street, and y'all going to be just sitting there looking at a wall with nowhere to go. If he can uplift and empower you to your highest ability and you're encouraging him, it's a balancing act. Explain to me again why you are calling him your king and he can't even empower you. Men, seek some type of relationship, be it with God, be it with Allah, Buddha, whomever. I'm not saying break the church doors down, because I don't break the church doors down. But I'm saying learn, go somewhere where you can get empowerment. You can reflect, you can rejuvenate, you can refresh. Because you then, that reflects, that light that you have gotten shines on your queen and shines on the family. So you have to believe in something. Something, please. Okay. This quality of a king took a minute for me to really grasp how I wanted to word this. But I said, forget it. Just go on, Gail, and say what you got to say. A real king has no problem with commitment. He understands that commitment is and has the true character, integrity of a king. To commit to what is truly important to him, he has no problem getting out there and getting his hands dirty to provide for his family. Now, I don't mean doing something illegal. A real king will not do anything that would jeopardize the safety of his home. So, ladies, when you out there screaming free Pookie, you got to put up y'all pictures, you his ride or die, please have several seats because you look like a complete fool. For one, if he was a true king, if he was true even close to king material, he would not have felt the need to do any illegal activities to provide for his family. And I don't want to hear the sob story, well, how are we supposed to make it? Two or three jobs, plenty of people do it. As a king, you understand and have the intelligence to know what the consequences of living that life can be. And as a king, and you have an inheritance to pass down, you want to pass down the inheritance that, oh, don't go get a job, just hang out in the streets. How does that make you king quality? How does that make you king material? It makes you a pauper. I am so, so very sorry. That's not king material. So that means you will have to take two jobs to provide for your family, which means, ride or die, ladies, you have to understand that your man has to work. If you two are working together, building your empire, it means prepare yourself to struggle. You will not be living the life of the lifestyles of the rich and famous because y'all are working together, building your empire. A king is also committed to his queen. Yes, men, you love your queen and don't feel the need to go and dip your toes in another pond. If you are still feeling the need to do that, then as a man with king-like qualities, you will be open and honest not to get into a committed relationship. Queens, if the man says he is not ready to be in a relationship, no matter how much you cook, clean, wash his clothes, run his bath water, hang from the chandelier doing flips and tricks, it will not change his mind. Stop listening to people tell that lie. Oh, they say to wait till a man's heart is through his stomach. If he don't want to get married, if he don't want to be in a relationship, you could feed him till he gains 30 pounds. He still ain't going to want to do it. And he be done left you off, gained all that weight because you done fed him, left you and went to somebody else, and they working out together and married her. Now what? But you cook for him. Because you know, if he is not ready for a committed relationship and you are, move on. Because you know that you can't give your queen all that she deserves, men. Let her move on. Men, you should always be committed to excellence. Second best does not lead to success. A king not only maintains high standards, but also is proactive in raising the bar in order to achieve excellence in all areas. He will always push his family to do their best. Now, this is something that in 2016, I'm going to be screaming to the highest hills to anybody, even myself, getting into a relationship. Please ensure that you and your king are emotionally stable. So many of us are jumping into relationships with people who are not mentally and emotionally prepared to be in a relationship. As a king and queen, you must be able to tolerate frustration because there are going to be times that things will not be the best and you have got to be emotionally able to handle them. You must be well-adjusted, and with good open communication, you can get over the bumps in the road. But if you are a potential king or you are not even king material and you are, it is and you are emotionally unstable, you will forever be riding on a roller coaster ride because they do not know how to handle the pitfalls of life. As a true king, you have to be consistent, fellas. You can't first be with the fox and then be with the hounds. Have some consistency. Your queen will love you for it. That is one of the top five things all women say they want from a man, and that is for him to be consistent. Be a man of your word. If you say it, stand by what you are saying. Are you taking, as you are taking that journey to be a king to your queen, be a good listener. As I stated earlier, be a listener to hear what they are saying, not listening with their response ready. And that's not only kings, queens too. A lot of us be sitting there, we have our whole speech prepared before the conversation even comes. You already ready to go off. And you never hear what the man is saying. All you keep going in your mind is how I'm going to light him up. You've been practicing all day, telling your girlfriends, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say that, and if he say this, I'm going to go off. You ain't never heard the whole, you've never heard anything that he said because you are so prepared to go off. Men, stop. Listen, and you have to listen to each other, people. As a king, you can always maintain eye contact. You are willing to have serious communication. No matter how difficult the conversation will be, you are ready to listen and work on the issue at hand. You will be attentive and relaxed, listening careful to what she is telling you. Most importantly, you will keep an open mind, and that goes both ways. You have to be attentive, you have to be relaxed, and you have to listen. Not interrupting, imposing, and imposing your thoughts and solutions, you have to listen. Being an effective listener is one of the most important attributes that both king and queen need to have. A man with the attributes of a king always, always, always has a vision, working, or he knows his purpose for his life. Ask your king, or your potential king, or your man, whatever you want to call him, ask him, what is his vision or purpose? If he either can't answer, gets offended at the question, he's not ready. But this vision is something he must have on his own, not your vision for him, not what you see in him, what he sees in himself. Because a lot of you ladies, y'all can paint a picture of a bum and be like, oh, Lord, he's going to be the next president of the United States. Man ain't had a job, won't shoo a fly off a pie, but y'all will see the president in him. He don't even see the president in him. But we had those rose-colored glasses, and he looked so cute and sexy, and we'd be like, oh, yes, he's going to run for president. I'm going to be his campaign manager. You got the whole lined-up story. Man won't even go outside and get a paper to look at the job announcements. But you still see it. I'm sticking with him because you're supposed to stick with your man. He's my king. King won't work nowhere. Ask him what his vision is for himself, not what your vision is for him, not what you see. Ladies, you'd be surprised. Only then, sometimes women try to give men a vision, but this vision is something he must have on his own. Only then may he need a woman's help to bring his vision into fruition. A king that has any intention of being a good mate to you, are you ready for this, ladies? Does not pressure you for sex when he meets you. You are not a car. If you meet a man who wants to test drive you, your physical body, emotions, and feelings, point him to a car dealership. Bid him adieu and don't look back. Ladies, ask your king or potential or whatever you have, ask him what person in his life does he admire and why. If his answers are admirable and if it's people that you're like, oh, okay, that's good. Men aspire to become like the people they respect. If he doesn't have anyone he looks up to, doesn't have anyone he doesn't want to disappoint, and I'm so sorry if he says, God, thank you for that, that's a good one, but no, you asked him, who does he admire? You want a person that he looks at and says, wow, I like how they are moving forward in this. Every man needs someone in his life whom he doesn't want to let down. If he still says no one, then I'd be concerned that either he's too full of pride, for one, to be a good leader, that he can't even look in at someone else and learn. We all have to learn from someone. If he says he admires Bishop Don Magic Wand or Big Pimpin', then surely you can't expect that he will treat you good, ladies. Surely you can't expect that he know how to treat a queen. So that's young ladies, when you get Big Pookie and you like, oh, he's so cute, and that man don't even have a suit to wear when you got to go somewhere and you need to dress up, he ain't ready to be a king. He ain't even got his full attire. And yes, every man should have a pair of dress pants, and I have said this before, dress shoes, dress pants, a shirt, and a tie. Every man should have it. There is no excuse. You should have it. So, ladies, if you get that man and say, oh, that's not me, you know, I don't dress like that, tell him goodbye, because he wants you to be having those high, pretty heels on with the tight dress with your butt out, and you can shake all that. If he think you're supposed to look good, then tell him you want eye candy too. You want arm candy. You want your man to look good with you. So a king will know how to dress. He will know what is proper for each situation. A man that don't have a suit I'm going to say that again. A man that don't have a suit is not king material. He's not ready. And that's a question some of y'all need to ask. Do you own a suit? And the admire one, if he don't look up to someone that is of good quality, and all he, if he's looking up to Jay-Z and, oh, I'm going to be a rapper, or, oh, I'm going to be this, or basketball, and a vision that is truly not realistic, you might need to back away. Just food for thought. Also, ladies, ask your king, what are his thoughts about you? Ask him, what does he think of you? It's okay if his answer is about how good you look or he finds you beautiful, because men are visual. However, he must see something of you who God has created you to be in order to relate to you properly. Remember this. He has to see, I think that you're a good, you are a nurturer, or I love your caring personality. I love how you are willing to, you work hard and you push hard and you do this. If the only thing he can say is, I love your big booty, baby, you better run. Because a king will not protect what he don't value. And if all he value is your high parts, he ain't going to do too much protecting. You have to be precious and rare and unique, and giving him something as a queen that is rare for him to find. He should know that what he has in you cannot be replaced, and he will protect it. But if all you got for him is the big booty, he can get that anywhere. Being a protector is a big part of what you want in your king. This is a doozy. A king keeps his promises, men. If he promises to call you and he don't, makes dates and breaks them, shows up late or plays games with your emotions, ladies, take notes. Those are clear-cut warning signs. Those are red flags. I'm going to say it again, because I know all of you ladies have had it. If he makes promises, men that want to say they kings, if you make a promise and you can't keep them, you are not king material. If you promise to call, that's why don't promise to call. Don't say you're going to call and you know you're not going to call. If he promised to call you and he doesn't, makes dates and breaks up, that right there tells you that's a little shady. Show up late, that's inconsiderate of your time and of who you are as a person. And plays games with your emotions. Those are red flags. That is a warning, that sign that he don't value you, that he does not value you as a woman, as a queen, as anything. You are not of value to him. He does not love you, and he does not care about you. And if you want to understand it, I used to get so offended, and it was Dick Gregory who used this analogy one time, and it offended me to no end until I really thought about that. Look at a man and how he treats his car. Some men will treat their cars better than their women. They make sure that car nice and shiny, inside clean. You better not eat inside the car. You better not watch the type of shoes you wear inside their car. They wash their car 3 days. They have certain type of paint on their car. Their car is their woman. And the woman, they treat like garbage. If your man puts more emphasis and respect in his car than you, and he values his car, a man machine and not his woman, then there's some problems. And I hated that analogy. And then I thought about it, and I've seen it. I've seen it in my own relationships that men value a car more than you. They will make sure that their car gets the oil changed, gets the tires done. If he values his queen, he will protect her. He value her time. He will ensure that he is on time. A king will protect what he values. If he is not out there protecting you and valuing you and ensuring that you have your needs met, don't call him no king no more. Just say you my boo thing, because you ain't worked up to king yet, baby. A king is a man of his word. He says what he means what he says. His word is his bond. I hope that you have seen holding the title of a king requires a lot. Holding the title of a queen is a whole nother bag, but really it all balances out, kind of. Both titles are not something that you need to flippantly say. Every man that you date can't be your king. Every woman that you date can't be your queen because they are not ready. Some, like I said, will never reach that level. But ladies, do not get a king with all these qualities and then destroy him because you are not a queen. So you get the king that you keep saying that you want, but you ain't ready. You're not emotionally stable. You're not mature, mentally ready to handle a king and destroy him. So when you see that and you know that you are not mentally and emotionally stable, let that king find the one that's right for him. And kings, the same with you. If you see the queen that is ready and she has all the attributes of a queen, don't hold her back because you don't want her to move forward because you know you're not ready, but you want to keep playing with her emotions. Don't do that. Now, family, first of all, like I have always said at all of my shows, you have to love yourself before you can ever truly love your king or queen. You have to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you won't even know how to love them. You won't even be able to see the attributes. But I hope tonight you have learned that a king is a leader. He has to have good leadership qualities. He has to have open and easy communication. He has to have good perception. He has to be honest. And he has to be consistent and confident. How many of y'all see that in the man that you may be sitting right beside right now? Don't say nothing because he might be looking at you like, oh, this girl just started some mess in this house tonight. She's going to be asking me these questions. Yes, ask him, what's your vision, boo? I need to know. Ask him what his vision is. Give him till Saturday and tell him I'm going to give you some time to think about it. Tell me what's your vision. What's your goals? What are your goals in the next 3 months? Everybody should have one goal. If he don't know and he gets mad, it's because he hasn't thought about it. And if you have visions and you have goals and he doesn't, something ain't right. How are y'all going to grow together? Somebody's off balance. So you're going to have to rein it in. So that means you need to start asking them questions. What's your vision? What's your vision for yourself? What are your dreams? What are your goals for the next 2 years? What are your goals? See if you're aligning. Good topic for tonight before y'all go to sleep. Don't send me no message saying conversations with Gail, get ready to start me to break up with my man because I realize he ain't nothing but a king and he's still with the chickens. Hey, I'm so sorry. I just want to open your eyes. All right. As we are coming to a close this evening, I hope that you have enjoyed your show. And I will look forward to speaking with you same time, same station, Wednesday at 8 p.m. I love you guys. Good night.